Tyler Reddick here from 2311 Racing. Another checkered flag for the books. Time to celebrate with Chumba. Jump in at ChumbaCasino.com. Let's Chumba.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. CTNCs 21 plus. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.
All right, breaking news. I am now demanding a second Fox News host be fired by the network. Yesterday, Laura Ingraham went live on air and made fun of an Illinois congressional candidate based in Chicago who was thrown to the ground by an ICE agent for no reason, showing insanely disproportionate force. The ICE agent is wrapped in gear, as you'll see in the video, and the congressional candidate is just standing there. To make matters even worse, after the congressional candidate was thrown to the ground, protesters nearby were tear-gassed as they clashed with the police. And multiple other congressional candidates were there as well. Biss was there, and he was clashing as well. He got tear gas. So it's insane that the police and ICE essentially tear gassed and threw to the ground multiple congressional candidates, injuring them. And at the end of the day, a lot of these ICE agents, we don't even know if they're ICE agents. They are masked, and they have essentially no badges, no badge number, no name, no identifiers, and that is on purpose. So just to back up, let me lay the groundwork. Before I show you this clip of Laura Ingraham saying this, I want to illustrate that there is a massive double standard at play, and this double standard is fascistic. When one side gets their shows stricken off the air for making innocuous comments about Charlie Kirk, and the other side is able to endlessly lie, we have a massive, massive problem here. So for example, Brendan Carr, the FCC chair, is just blatantly contradicting himself. In 2022, he said, "President Biden is right. Political satire is one of the oldest and most important forms of free speech. It challenges those in power while using humor to draw more attention, more people into the discussion. That's why people in influential positions have always targeted it for censorship." In 2019, Brendan Carr even said, "Should the government censor speech it doesn't like? Of course not. The FCC does not have a roving mandate to police speech in the name of the public interest." That's the important part, the public interest. Because now, just 3 days ago on September 17th, he said, "I want to thank Nexstar for doing the right thing. Local broadcasters have an obligation to serve the public interest." And then he continued to threaten and make more jokes, but in this tweet he says, "While this may be an unprecedented decision, it is important for broadcasters to push back on Disney programming that they determined falls short of community values." So we clearly see a double standard at play. When Kevin McHale on Twitter points out, this was all in Project 2025, by the way, Brendan Carr replies with a GIF of Jack Nicholson from The Departed, I believe, the movie The Departed, smiling. We have evil people who are becoming more and more mask off. Not only is Brendan Carr, the FCC chairman, becoming more mask off in their attempts to put their thumb on the scale and silence people, but even Fox News hosts are becoming more mask off on a day-by-day basis. Watch friend of the show Brad Palumbo pointing out this double standard live on Fox News. Take a look.
"Well, I think a lot of your critiques are legitimate, but I don't want the government coming in and saying for ideological or even fact-based disputes, right? In the same way, let me paint you a picture for a moment. Imagine that after the 2020 election, Biden's FCC had said to the 500 radio stations, which are also regulated by the FCC, that carry Fox News radio, that listen, you guys got to get rid of this Sean Hannity guy, or take action on Hannity, or easy way or hard way, or those licenses could be in danger. I would call that an attack on the free press. I would call that an attack on the First Amendment, and I think you would too. But the only difference here is that the partisan loyalties are switched here. And if we have double standards, well, we don't have any standards at all."
Brad Palumbo calling it like it is on Fox News. I'll link him in the description below. Now to move on to Chicago. We not only learned the mayor of Evanston had participated in several ICE protests, including one last week, but also another clip where he's essentially just tear gassed. I'm going to mute it for a second, but they're standing off with federal agents. Like, who are these people on the left? Who? There's no identifiers that I see. It's just random dudes in military gear facing off with, of course, the mayor of Evanston. But then, more recently, he's sitting there in a crowd that gets tear gassed as well. Absolutely absurd. To continue right here, Bushra Amiwala, another candidate, said hundreds of peaceful protesters and I got tear gassed at the ICE Broadway facility this morning. This is what your taxpayer dollars are being used for. And this brings me on to what Laura Ingraham said about candidate Kat Abu-Ghazaleh, who got thrown to the ground. Now, it's a quick clip, but you hear Laura Ingraham make fun of Kat Abu, who got thrown to the ground. Take a listen.
Including a Democrat congressional candidate who was thrown to the ground by an ICE agent. Good work.
She just very quickly says, good work, in this very monotone way. But if I scroll through this clip, you see Kat Abu-Ghazaleh taking quite the fall due to the same type of random militarized man. Like, why are these dudes in full military gear throwing congressional candidates to the ground? What a disproportionate use of force. But Laura Ingraham's commentary on that, let me just replay it quickly.
A Democrat congressional candidate who was thrown to the ground by an ICE agent. Good work.
She just very quickly says, good work. Yeah, that would smack if I were really thirsty for political violence at this moment. Multiple people called this out. Vanilla says, due to the new FCC rules, I can only assume Laura Ingraham will be taken off the air for promoting violence. Mehdi Hassan says, how is this not a fireable offense from Laura Ingraham? She is explicitly celebrating and endorsing and encouraging violence against Democratic congressional candidates by saying, quote, good work. To continue, Peter says, last week a Fox News host said homeless people should be executed via, quote, involuntary lethal injection. This week, Laura Ingraham lauds masked ICE goons using violence against Democrats. And here lies the problem. There is this disproportionality, or let's call it this double standard of expectations, where Republicans can go live on Fox News and do a few things. Throughout the 2020 election, they relentlessly lie about Dominion voting machines, and they get punished to the tune of $787 million in the settlement. But that doesn't quite break through enough to hurt their business model, right? Because they were able to continue spreading lies on behalf of Donald Trump. They just had to hold on until the next presidency where they will not get targeted. But then on the other hand, Jimmy Kimmel, who is a comedian, a late-night host, who doesn't pull nearly as many views as Fox News. And I'm not saying that as a dig against Kimmel, that's just the reality. Fox News dominates the airwaves right now, which is why they should be held to a higher standard, because they also have news in their name, even though they're not a news network, they're a propaganda network, but they're called, quote unquote, Fox News. So Jimmy Kimmel gets his late night show pulled. Stephen Colbert, late night show pulled. FCC Chairman Brendan Carr then has these blatant, brazen contradictions where he makes jokes about who's next. Donald Trump makes jokes about, you know, who is it? Jimmy Fallon is next. Seth Meyers is next. He's making jokes about maybe The View. Maybe The View should be investigated, is what Donald Trump is saying. Very clearly threatening shows that disagree with him. But then Fox host Brian Kilmeade can go on air and call for the involuntary lethal injection. The double standards are sickening. Brendan Carr then said, broadcast TV stations have always been required by their license to operate in the public interest. We read that one, but just the public interest contradiction in Brendan Carr's statements are so funny to me, because he very clearly said, quote, the FCC does not have a roving mandate to police speech in the name of the public interest. Back in 2019, he said that, yet that's exactly what they are doing right now. Let me play one more clip of Trey Gowdy on Fox News talking about this issue.
Yeah, I mean, I'm a pretty simple-minded guy, Brett. You have a First Amendment right to say what you want. You don't have a First Amendment right to a show on ABC or Fox or CBS. So this conflation of the First Amendment, look, Jimmy Kimmel, you don't have a constitutional right to have a television show. And if ABC wants to suspend you because you got wrong the assassin of Charlie Kirk.
He's obfuscating. You can hear it in his wording when he says, if ABC wants to suspend you, but that's not what happened. ABC was pressured into suspending him because they feared retaliation from the Trump administration's FCC. They said in reports, no one really disagreed or thought what he said was that big of a deal. It really wasn't that big of a deal, but they were so scared of retaliation, they decided to axe the show. That is undue pressure coming from the administration based on their previous targeting of, let's say, Harvard, Columbia, ABC, CNN. I could go down the list of law firms and judges and media companies that they've already targeted. So that's what it was. I'm going to leave it there. If you appreciate the news and the moral clarity that we bring, subscribe to the Adam Mockler feed, whether you're on YouTube or Facebook. Make sure you're following us so you can stay up to date. I love you all and peace out.
Looking for excitement? Chumba Casino is here. Play anytime, play anywhere. Play on the train, play at the store, play at home, play when you're bored. Play today for your chance to win and get daily bonuses when you log in. So what are you waiting for? Don't delay. Chumba Casino is free to play.
Experience social gameplay like never before. Go to Chumba Casino right now to play hundreds of games, including online slots, bingo, Slingo, and more. Live the Chumba life at ChumbaCasino.com.